Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today we're diving into something that's been generating a lot of buzz, especially for those of us looking for new ways to navigate the healthcare landscape, you know, here in Deer Park, LaPorte and Pasadena. We're talking about crowd health. You shared with us that you're looking for alternative healthcare options, something outside the traditional insurance system, and you want to understand how this crowd health thing actually works.
Yeah, it's certainly an intriguing concept. Imagine a system where instead of paying premiums to a big insurance company, you're pooling resources with a community of like-minded individuals to help each other cover medical expenses. That's the basic idea behind crowd health.
Okay, so it's not insurance, right? They make that pretty clear up front.
Exactly. Crowd health emphasizes that it's a platform, a community, and a toolkit for navigating healthcare outside the traditional insurance model. And one of the things they highlight is the simplicity. You're not dealing with deductibles, co-payments, or networks of approved doctors. It's a much more direct approach.
And that direct approach probably sounds pretty appealing to a lot of folks, especially with all the frustrations around traditional health insurance. But let's get into the nitty-gritty. Who are these like-minded individuals that make up the crowd health community?
Well, they describe their members as savvy, generous, and health aware. They're people who are proactive about their well-being, understand the value of healthcare, and are willing to help others in their community.
That sounds great in theory, but I'm sure some folks are thinking, how does this actually play out in real life? Walk us through the steps. Let's say I sprain my ankle playing pickleball. It's a thing, trust me. What happens next?
So you've twisted your ankle. First thing you do is notify Crowd Health about the health event through their app. You'll then need to cover the first $500 of the cost. This is called the member commitment.
Okay, so that initial $500 is on me. What about the rest of the bill?
For expenses exceeding that initial $500, you upload your medical bills to the platform for potential crowdfunding by the crowd health community. This is where that generosity aspect comes in.
Ah, so that's where the community steps up.
Exactly. And to facilitate this, each member pays a monthly advocacy fee and also commits to contributing to a crowdfunding commitment. Essentially, a promise to participate in crowdfunding other members' bills when they arise.
Hold on. So there's the monthly fee and a separate commitment to crowdfund others. Tell me more about how that works.
Yeah, it might sound like a lot at first, but it's actually designed to be pretty straightforward. Think of the advocacy fee as covering the operational costs of the platform, things like the technology, the care advocates, and the overall infrastructure that makes crowd health work. Then the crowdfunding commitment is where you're actively putting money into the pool that will be used to cover other members' medical bills and potentially yours as well.
So it's kind of like a pay it forward system. You're contributing to the pot, knowing that if you ever need help, the community will be there to support you.
Exactly. And Crowd Health has some interesting mechanisms in place to ensure fairness and transparency within this system. For example, they use a generosity score to track how much each member contributes to crowdfunding requests. A high score means you're actively participating and pulling your weight.
Okay, that makes sense. It wouldn't be very fair if someone was constantly requesting funds but never contributing themselves. What about ensuring that people are using the system responsibly? Like, what's to stop someone from just going to the most expensive doctor for every little thing?
That's where the health cost rating comes in. Crowd Health takes into account the cost of the care you're seeking. If you're choosing providers with inflated prices or not taking advantage of cost-saving measures, like their prescription discount tool, your request could get flagged with a red D rating, signaling a potential concern to other members.
So it's like a built-in system of checks and balances to encourage responsible spending and keep costs down for everyone.
Right. The goal is to create a system where members are incentivized to be savvy healthcare consumers. And that ties in nicely with what we often talk about here on the show, being informed and making smart choices that benefit both ourselves and our community, whether it's shopping locally, supporting small businesses, or even navigating healthcare. Being a conscious consumer makes a difference.
Absolutely. Knowing your options, understanding the value you're getting, and making choices that align with your values. Those are principles that apply across the board. So Crowd Health seems pretty transparent about how the crowdfunding works. But I'm curious about the limitations. What if someone has a pre-existing condition? How does that factor into the equation?
That's a crucial question. And Crowd Health is upfront about the fact that it's not a replacement for major medical insurance, especially for individuals with pre-existing conditions. They do address these situations in their member guide, but there are funding limitations that might not be sufficient for everyone. It's essential to understand those limitations before making a decision.
Can you give us an example? Let's say someone has been managing diabetes for a few years. How would that be handled within the crowd health system?
Sure. Let's say you were diagnosed with diabetes 5 years ago. For the first 2 years of your crowd health membership, you wouldn't be eligible for crowdfunding for any diabetes-related expenses. Then, starting in year three, there's a cap of $25,000 per year for crowdfunding related to that pre-existing condition.
So it's not a complete exclusion, but there are definitely some restrictions in place.
Yes, and it's important to understand why those restrictions exist. It's about balancing support for members with pre-existing conditions while also ensuring the sustainability of the crowdfunding model for the entire community. They need to protect that pool of funds to make sure it's there for everyone.
That makes sense. It's a delicate balance. But it sounds like CrowdHealth encourages transparency and wants potential members to do their homework.
Absolutely. They want people to read the member guide carefully, understand the nuances of the system, and make an informed choice about whether it aligns with their needs and values.
Which, again, goes back to what we always say here on Think and Act Locally. Knowledge is power. Whether you're deciding on a healthcare plan, supporting a local business, or getting involved in a community initiative, understanding the ins and outs is crucial.
I couldn't agree more. It's about taking ownership of your choices and making decisions that are right for you and your family. So we've talked about the mechanics of crowd health, the emphasis on community, and the importance of transparency. But I'm curious about what happens beyond the crowdfunding aspect. What other benefits come with being a member?
Yeah, tell us more about the support system they offer. It's one thing to have a community to crowdfund medical bills, but what about navigating the healthcare system itself? That can be a daunting task, especially if you're not used to being a self-pay patient.
You're right. It can be overwhelming. That's why CrowdHealth provides a couple of key resources to help members navigate the process. First, you get access to a personal care advocate. Think of this as your healthcare guide. They can help you find high-quality, cost-effective providers, assist with bill negotiation, and provide support throughout your healthcare journey.
Having someone in your corner to help navigate all that sounds incredibly valuable, especially for those of us who might not be familiar with the ins and outs of negotiating medical bills or finding doctors outside of a traditional insurance network. What else do they offer?
They also have a pretty impressive virtual care platform available 24/7 through their app. You can access virtual primary care, urgent care, and even talk therapy, all from the convenience of your phone.
Wow, so it's like having a doctor in your pocket. That could be a game changer, especially for those unexpected situations or when you just need a quick consultation. What about prescriptions? I know that can be a major expense for many people.
They've got you covered there too. CrowdHealth has partnered with a pharmacy discount program to help members save money on their medications. They're constantly working on expanding their offerings and providing resources that make healthcare more affordable and accessible.
So we've covered a lot of ground here. CrowdHealth is clearly a different approach to healthcare. It's community-based, it emphasizes transparency, and it empowers members to be active participants in their healthcare journey. But it's also a big decision, and I'm sure there's still a lot of questions swirling around out there.
You're absolutely right. And in the final part of our deep dive, we'll address some of those lingering questions and explore some of the broader considerations for anyone thinking about joining CrowdHealth. We'll delve into the potential challenges, the things to watch out for, and leave you with some food for thought as you weigh your options.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're back for the final part of our deep dive into CrowdHealth. We've covered a lot of ground, how it works, the benefits, the potential drawbacks. Now let's shift gears and get into some of the bigger questions that folks might be grappling with as they consider this alternative approach to healthcare.
It's one thing to grasp the mechanics, but it's another to really understand the implications, especially when it comes to those what-if scenarios. For instance, what happens if someone has a truly catastrophic health event? We know CrowdHealth isn't meant to replace major medical insurance, but is there any kind of safety net in those worst-case scenarios?
That's a huge question, and it's probably in the minds of a lot of our listeners, especially those who might be familiar with stories of medical bills bankrupting families. How does CrowdHealth address that concern?
Well, it's important to acknowledge that. While CrowdHealth can help cover a wide range of healthcare expenses, it does have limits. The crowdfunding model relies on the collective contributions of the community. And there's always a chance that a particularly large or unexpected health event could strain those resources.
So it's not a foolproof solution for absolutely every situation.
Right. And CrowdHealth is transparent about that. They emphasize that potential members need to weigh the risks and benefits carefully, especially if they have health conditions that could potentially lead to significant expenses down the road.
That makes sense. It's about having realistic expectations and understanding the limitations of any system, whether it's traditional insurance or a community-based model like CrowdHealth. It also highlights the importance of having those sometimes difficult conversations with our families about preparing for the unexpected, whether it's healthcare, finances, or any other aspect of life. Having a plan and understanding our options can make a huge difference.
I couldn't agree more. We can't predict the future, but we can take steps to be as prepared as possible. And that's part of what CrowdHealth is trying to encourage, taking a more proactive and informed approach to healthcare.
So for someone listening who's intrigued by the concept but still on the fence, what are some key things they should consider before making a decision?
Well, the first thing I always recommend is to read the fine print. And in this case, that means diving deep into CrowdHealth's member guide. They've done a good job of laying out the details, how the system works, what's covered, what's not, all the nuances.
Good advice. Read the fine print, people, whether it's a healthcare plan, a contract, or even the instructions for assembling a bookshelf. Speaking from experience here, understanding the details can save you a lot of headaches down the road.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power. And in the case of CrowdHealth, it's about empowering members to make informed choices that align with their individual needs and values.
What else should folks keep in mind as they weigh their options?
I'd say think honestly about your healthcare needs and your risk tolerance, if you're generally healthy, proactive about your well-being, and comfortable with the idea of community-based healthcare. CrowdHealth might be a good fit. But if you have pre-existing conditions or anticipate needing extensive medical care in the near future, you might want to explore additional coverage options.
So it doesn't have to be an all-or-nothing decision. CrowdHealth could be part of a broader healthcare strategy.
Exactly. It's about finding the right combination of tools and resources that meet your specific circumstances. And don't forget the community aspect. Are you comfortable with the idea of crowdfunding other members' bills and relying on that same community to support you when you need it?
Yeah, that's a big part of what makes CrowdHealth unique. And it's not going to resonate with everyone. Some folks might prefer the more traditional approach, paying their premiums and knowing they have a set level of coverage, even if it comes with more restrictions and less transparency.
It's all about finding the approach that aligns with your values and priorities. There's no one-size-fits-all solution when it comes to healthcare.
So after this deep dive, the big question remains, could CrowdHealth be the future of healthcare? Or is it just another niche option for a select few?
It's certainly a bold experiment, and it's gaining traction. Whether it can scale to become a mainstream alternative to traditional insurance remains to be seen. But even if it doesn't completely revolutionize the system, it's sparking important conversations and challenging the status quo.
It's pushing us to think differently about how healthcare could be funded and delivered, which is never a bad thing.
Exactly. It highlights the potential of community and shared responsibility. And it raises important questions about the role of technology in making healthcare more transparent and accessible.
It's also a good example of how innovation and a willingness to think outside the box can create new possibilities. And whether CrowdHealth is the right solution for you personally or not, it's inspiring to see people exploring new approaches and challenging conventional thinking.
I agree. It's a reminder that we don't have to accept the status quo. We can explore alternatives, ask tough questions, and ultimately create systems that better serve our needs. And that ties in beautifully with what we're all about here at Think and Act Locally.
Right. It's about finding local solutions, empowering ourselves with knowledge, and taking action to improve our lives and our community.
Whether it's exploring alternative healthcare options, supporting local businesses, or getting involved in community initiatives, it's about taking ownership and creating positive change.
Well said. We hope this deep dive into CrowdHealth has given you valuable insights and sparked some critical thinking about your own healthcare journey.
And as always, we encourage you to do your own research, talk to your healthcare providers, and make the most informed decision for yourself and your family. And if you're finding value in these deep dives, and you appreciate how we unpack complex topics for our community here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, please consider supporting us at thinkandactlocally.com/donate. You can find a link in the show notes.
Every contribution, big or small, helps us continue to empower our neighbors with knowledge and resources. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, keep thinking and acting locally.